It's 05:21 Philippine Standard Time. And here's Sabagat. I know it's less than 23 degrees. And there's probably a chance of rain. Usually always a chance of rain here. Sabagat. Afga Barangay is the local smallest precinct, and that's in Agusan del Sur province, which is in Caraga, and which is down in Mindanao. And I think being from Mindanao is, well, language is culture, okay? I don't know whose idea that was, okay, but to me, it's a true statement, unless you grew up bilingual. Oh, here's a joke. What do you call a person who speaks three languages? Trilingual. What do you call a person who speaks two languages? Bilingual. What do you call a person who speaks one language? American. Americans believe they speak English, and it's not necessary to learn another language. Oh, here's another joke. In my Spanish class, this woman said, why do I have to learn Spanish? I can just buy a phrase book. The reason you learn a foreign language, if you get a Bachelor of Arts at Texas A&M, is to get educated. I don't know if they make you take logic anymore. You could take logic before instead of taking the math credit, which, you know, I'm not an educator. See what's up on the Texas Tribune. As goes Texas, so goes the nation. The Texas governor, whose name I'm not going to say because I'm tired of saying God's curses upon his name, directs Texas schools to resources for teaching about the Israel-Hamas war. And I'm not going to presuppose or make a guess about anything about that. Because if you say anything about Jews, you'll be called an anti-Semite. That's how it goes. Good news about Texas is that the city of San Marcos was forced to pay, which is in Texas, was forced to pay $175,000 to Wendy Davis, and she was running for governor then, and other Democrats who were in this bus. And these trucks come out on the freeway, pickup trucks, flying Trump flags, and they force the bus to go down to 30 miles an hour, and they called the cops. The cops came out and looked and left, and then they and then the trucks continued as they wanted to, and now the city of San Marcos, they're all having training. There's a political action, a PAC. This is a name of a group that can give out money. They have a new leader after their leader met with this neo-Nazi named Nick Fuentes. God's curses upon his name. I don't want to talk about him at all. because, I mean, he should be reported on, but it just, somebody like that, you just give him attention, and that's all he wants. He dropped out of school in 2017, according to the Wikipedia thing, because he was getting death threats. Let's see if anybody's posted on my Tumblr blog. T-U-M-B-L-R is the name of Tumblr. And my thing is called 2019 Propaganda Comics. Should you wish to check it out. And I put my podcast on there. Okay. Still learning to use my phone. Okay, let's look at... I looked at the news yesterday and I felt it was all the same. War porn. You can go to DW.com and see some pretty bad scenes. What I saw, I watched Al Jazeera last night. It's all about Palestine. I didn't know about my wife's cable TV, but I can watch Al Jazeera, and I like watching Al Jazeera, but I like them because they get the breaking news. But Beijing, Manila spar over ship collisions in the South China Sea. This is very sad news. Armita Garavand has been in a coma since her encounter with Iran's morality police, which took... excuse me. Armita Garavand has been in a coma since her encounter with Iran's morality police. Morality police is in air quotes, which took place roughly a year after the death of Gina Mahsa Amini. And she's also Kurdish. And the Kurdish are second-class citizens, treated as second-class citizens. In Iran, I met a Turk once who told me how bad the Kurds are. I don't know how bad they are, but when you marginalize part of society, they're just going to do what they can to survive. I saw this woman on TV taken out with there's a picture of her. Being taken off the Tehran metro, the subway. That's what I know it as. Let's look at Al Jazeera. It's going to be all war news. I know that. I'm going to keep on doing the news digest format here. I was thinking about... writing things up, but I don't really know what people would like. I conferred with my media consultant, my wife, and I don't remember what she said yesterday. And going through Al Jazeera, it's all war news. I mean, Palestine war news. India beat New Zealand at Cricket World Cup. Okay. The American Center's embrace of the far right fuels Israel's war machine. That's an opinion piece by who? Who is this cat? Donald Earl Collins. Okay. Let's see. What did I see? I saw something about why are American universities ignoring Israel and and not endorsing Palestine. So after the UN partition of Palestine, quickly the future Israelites got 78% of the country. So, you know, life is unfair. Somebody interpreted Foucault, the French philosopher, as saying that the force in might makes right is the same force as in knowledge is power. And that, I thought, was pretty far out. And that means, hi, Marianne. Can you tell me what I asked you the other day about making new thing for the podcast? Do you remember? Okay, she doesn't remember. She doesn't like being quoted on here. I call her by her name. I don't know what she calls me. She doesn't call me late for supper. Jenin Mosque was bombed in Israeli airstrike. I should have said IDF. 20 trucks of aid are allowed into Gaza. They used to get 450 trucks a day. Thank you, Marianne. Can I have some of the powdered milk? I'm eating oatmeal for breakfast. Syria says Israel hit Damascus Aleppo airports again. Drop bombs. Thousands rally in Malaysia's capital in support of Palestinians. Saw a big rally in London on the TV. And thank you. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Markovitch stops Volkanovski in first round to retain UFC lightweight crown. Let me tell you how long that took. The Saturday night fight was a rematch from UFC 284 in February when Makachev of Russia won by unanimous decision. And Volkanovski is from Australia. And that's the 70.3 kilogram limit. The fight did not get past 3:06 of the first round. Maybe they're doing 5-minute rounds. Sorry, don't look that up. Sports news is not a big thing to me, but I do like mixed martial arts. To me, it seems like more combat than just regular boxing. I know some people think it's very, very brutal. I mean, they do, You know, I don't think you could do groin shots. And what else? I'm not sure what the rules are. Oh, probably no eye gouging. Putting the fingers in the mouth. I don't know what that move is called. Let's check out Google News. Google News, the algorithm picks up the stories that are trending the most on the internet. Israel-Hamas war rages as Gaza hospitals endure bloody day. Okay, there's 100 incubators that are going to run out of power. Half the people in Gaza are under the age of 18. There was this Florida governor who said, oh, you know, they're brainwashing them. And it's like, well, I don't really know. And I don't think he knows what they're getting taught over there. TV revivals keep getting greenlit and canceled. Okay, sorry to read that. The buildings don't go away, but the owners do. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, a couple of guys in their 90s, are buying. Retail, real estate. 13 habits of people who stay effortlessly fit. You probably don't drink beer. Oh, regular exercise. That's what I'm gonna do today. Mix up workouts. What else? Oh, balanced diet. I think I got that. Limit processed foods. I think I got that. Mindful eating, means you save your meals and eat slowly. I know that I have seen people eat very quickly. One was a former crewmate, and the other was an acquaintance I met. Where did I meet him? Whatever they call the West Coast pool at the Military Sealift Command. I don't know what you would call that. You had to show up and wait to get sent out to a ship. Portion control. Anyway, I go to eat breakfast with these two guys. I have half a piece of toast, and which is like half a slice of bread, which is toasted, a triangle, and sipping some coffee. And these guys finish their meals in that time. Enough sleep. What else? Stress management. That's easier said than done. And listen to their bodies, okay? Yeah, watch for those 7 warning signs of cancer. I haven't got a colonoscopy yet. Sorry to share. Let's see how long this is. Excuse me. 20 minutes! Oh my goodness! Let me see what AP News is. At the top will be war news. I'm not going to talk about the American politics scene. And I'm not going to talk about... do like talking about the weather. Georgia is number 1 in college football poll. See, Hurricane Norma has been downgraded to a tropical storm in Mexico. They had over 160 kph, kilometers per hour. wins. Primary mission of the podcast is to entertain. Second is to instruct. And that's a wrap. This is Omar WJ speaking for Omar WJ's show.